Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to good old trusty Maskistan. Oh, Maskistan never fails to deliver on the great dishes of the HMT lineup. I tell you, Maskistan is truly a gold mine for the HMT series. Now, this article was sent by none other than Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 23rd of March. Man terminates wife over suspicions of having an affair with another woman. Later, self-terminates. Man, to be betrayed like that. I mean, to cheat with another man is one thing. But to cheat with another woman, that is a whole new level of disrespect. Man, I tell you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man in New Delhi offlined his wife over suspicions of her being in an alleged affair with another woman. The accused later took himself offline. According to the police, they received a call of a stabbing incident in Ambedkar Mohalla in northeast Delhi. So he literally put her to the sword. Upon reaching the spot, the police found a woman with stab injuries lying in a pool of blood. She was later rushed to the GTB hospital, where she was declared brought in deleted, said Joy Turkey, Deputy Commissioner of Police. The deceased had been identified as Nisha, 26. An investigation was taken up after registering a case under the relevant sections of the Indian Penal Code, the DCP said. Police said that there was an argument between Nisha and her husband, Aziz, over the former allegedly having an affair with another woman. Aziz had absconded, or he went on the run, with their two children after the termination of his wife. Several teams were formed to locate Aziz, which raided some places in Kasganj, in Uttar Pradesh, and Ahmedabad. However, Aziz managed to stay one step ahead of the police. He even called his wife's quote-unquote girlfriend 2 days ago, saying that he had offlined Nisha, Turkey said. Oh, man, that is cold-blooded. That is some cold-blooded shit to call the cheating partner just to tell her, yeah, I offlined her. You'll never have her again. However, on Wednesday, it was learned that Aziz had taken himself offline at his native village in Kasganj. So what did he say? You'll never take me alive, coppers. Nyah. The two children are with his family members there, the officer said. With his offlining, the termination case of Nisha has been solved. An abated charge sheet will be filed in the court on this case, he added. Well, well, well. Once again, Maskistan, India. Indian men do not play around when it comes to the topic of infidelity. Oh, no, no, no. We've seen several cases of Indian men who found their cheating wives and put them to the sword. Yeah, there have been many videos of Indian men walking with the severed head of the cheating parasite. Some walk right to the police station and say, yep, I did it. Here is the proof. Oh, well, it is what it is. Women, especially Indian women, I don't know what's going on with all of this cheating, but hey, Indian men have no problems taking matters into their own hands. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public, so I have to give it a 5. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. So you know you're going to get a 15 with that one. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 15 because he actually called the cheating partner just to tell her, yeah, I offlined her. You'll never see her again. And for the brutality factor, of course, we all know what happens up close, personal, hot butter knife of doom, stab, 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 stab. So you know he's getting a 15 on that one. So Aziz, the annihilator, gets a score of 50. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can I say? Over here in America, they're trying their best to push poly, where it's one woman and multiple men. However, that is not nature. But we also have a culture that actually reinforces women's cheating, women's infidelity. And what's the typical excuse? Well, men back then used to do it. What the fuck does that have to do with men in the present? Once again, we have this sickness over here. I'm not even going to call it sickness. It is a psychosis of the West, where present day women have all intents and purposes are trying to punish present day men for what women in the past, they were told that they endured. Well, men in the past used to trade in women and all that. Da, 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 da. What the fuck does that have to do with men of today? Nothing. But as long as there's a paycheck involved in the separation, people are going to keep pushing it. And unfortunately, the overwhelming majority of women are too far gone. Modern women are too far gone. It's just not going to happen. If you're looking for some sort of resolution to this, nope. The only resolution that you can get is let it all fall. And with everything that's happening right now, yeah, things are not looking good for the future. But hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that infidelity is going to be part of your makeup, understand this and understand it well. The power you think you have is going to go out. Feminism and the idea that men, especially men around the world, are going to accept infidelity, Oh, believe you me, that's going out right along with it. Trust and believe, ladies. Not every man is going to take an unfaithful wife. Yeah, cultures like this, you step out on your man, you might get put to the blade, or you might get a rock upside your head. I'm just saying, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.